Welcome to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm Seth Horton, joined as always by Michael Chap Daddy Chapman, Nico Suave, also known as Nick Velasquez. First off the bat, I'm going to take a moment of silence for my Boston Celtics season. Gordon Hayward broke his ankle pretty much into a thousand tiny pieces, and all of my hopes and dreams are also in a thousand tiny pieces. So a moment of silence for that. All right, moving on.
5 seconds of silence for the 5 minutes that Gordon Hayward played this season. I mean, that really was a devastating injury for you guys.
I'm still crying.
Yeah, and I mean,
that was like Paul George-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Paul George-esque.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't see it,
Kyrie Irving, the third grossest basketball injury I've ever seen.
Kyrie Irving threw an alley-oop to Gordon Hayward 5 minutes into their first game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Gordon Hayward comes down, lands on his ankle, and it's turned 90 degrees the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's the most disgusting thing I've seen on live television since PG just completely broke up with his leg.
First one was Sean Livingston.
I didn't see the Sean Livingston one live, that but one the first was one bad. Was the Louisville guy back like...
Oh, Kevin Ware?
Yeah, Kevin Ware. Ware.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
Okay, yeah.
But those two guys had like bones sticking out of their skin.
Yeah, it looked like Gordon did, like just from the angle of it. I don't think it was like out of his skin, but like it was up against the edge of his flesh. It looked like a Pablo Picasso
painting.
Yeah.
Pablo Picasso? Really?
Yeah.
A masterpiece? No, you can't compare Gordon Hayward's injury
anything Gordon Hayward
to a
does.
Masterpiece. Like, that does not make sense.
I just mean, like, in the way that it looked. Man.
I feel like that's like, the wrong vocab, Seth.
Yeah. No, that was awful. And it's just devastating, not only for the Celtics, but just for the landscape of the NBA. Because, like, now the East is even worse than they were. Because we had, like, 4 East All-Stars, I think, move out West. And then we had 1 West All-Star move to the East. And now he's out for, in all likelihood, the year. So it's really devastating.
And the West just got tougher. Houston beat... Yeah. They beat Golden State opening night.
Oh, man. That was...
Draymond got hurt, but... They just...
That was a game of the year candidate right there.
It's early for that.
Game of the week.
Yeah, game of the week. Game of the week. Yeah, we'll go with that.
just the ending, at least. The missed... Or the...
Oh, KD's barely not being able to get the ball to roll off his
KD finger. Not quite clutch.
You knew, he knew that he didn't get it off in time. You could tell by his reaction after he hit the shot. He was just kind of like, he knew.
Yeah. Just I knew too. Blank face. Everybody else was celebrating on the Warriors, but he could tell. But yeah. And it was a weird game, though, because like, the Rockets won, but you never had like that moment of celebration where like everybody like started cheering or whatever. Like one at a time the Rockets players realized, oh wait, that he didn't get the shot off on time. So it felt like incomplete almost.
Yeah.
That's just a side note on that game. But it was a really, really entertaining game. And James Harden was just phenomenal.
What do you guys think about Chris Paul sitting at the end of the fourth?
I just don't.
I heard that he was he had like a sore ankle.
Yeah, he didn't play at all last night.
Yeah, no, he did sit out.
Yeah.
But
it was interesting. I was looking at the plus minus for that game, and with just Chris Paul on the court, they were at 0. Mm-hmm. With just James Harden, they were at a plus 14, and with both of them on the court at the same time, they were a minus 13.
Mm.
It was real interesting.
Not playing well together.
Yeah, but it's first game.
Yeah.
First game of the season, they got to learn to mesh well. Why can't they? Eric Gordon
went off.
He went off, man.
Yeah, he was.
He was key for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I should have made him my sixth man of the year pick.
Yeah, my...
He's going to repeat.
My sixth man of the year pick was bad. But, hey, my most improved player had a really good night last night.
Who's your most improved player again?
Clint Capella. He had like 24 points, double-double.
Yeah, no, I have him on my fantasy team.
Oh, nice. So. I love Clint Capela for some reason. I don't know.
My most improved didn't play tonight. I think he might be hurt or something. So let's slow the roll.
Nope.
Lauri Markkanen though
isn't good enough to be playing for the worst team in the NBA.
Okay. Wow. Well, Chris I think Dunn. That's a little soon to say that. Don't worry, he's gonna get his time.
He might want to get it soon if he wants to win most improved.
That's one of the strangest picks I've ever heard. Chris Dunn.
Can't get worse. Can't get worse. Yeah. I think if there's he doesn't play at all, there's only one way to go from wins. Here,
and that's up.
There's only one way up from here, and that's up.
Yep.
That's right, chap.
But, yeah. No, that... You're right about first game, though, as far as just not no chemistry there or whatever with James Harden and Chris Paul. But I'll tell you who does have chemistry in their first game together,
mm-hmm.
and that's Go OKC's and big three.
Go ahead and say it.
Right now, and this is like a minute left in the game. Yeah. So right now, Paul George has 28 points. Melo has 22 points. And Russ has 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 16 assists. So the triple-doubles just aren't going away for Russ like we maybe thought they would.
They're playing very well together.
Yeah.
As it happens, fourth best player on the team right now, Alex Abrines, at a plus 24.
Really?
It's the fourth highest plus-minus.
What's his stat line?
3 points. One for four.
It's not good. It's not good.
That's just happenstance. He's been on there when all three of the big three has been on there is the thing.
Yeah.
But Steven Adams has had a really nice game. He's 5-for-5 shooting.
Kristaps is so also having a really good game. He's 11-for-25, 31 points, 12 rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's the only option they got.
Yeah. He basketballs well.
Yeah. He's the only one on the Knicks with over 10 points.
He's a unicorn.
Enes Kanter... has 10 points.
Enes Kanter has 10 points, but he's the only one with more than 10 points.
He's got 7 rebounds as well. Kyle O'Quinn's got 10 rebounds. What is this?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, the Knicks at least won't be the worst team in the East this year.
I mean,
Boston will be.
I don't know about that.
The Boston, the East is too weak for Boston to drop
think,
that far.
Yeah. I think we should tank. This year, aim for the number one pick.
Oh my gosh!
Actually, I'm just kidding. I don't even think we have our own pick this year. So,
yeah, I don't think you do.
Get a Nets pick.
Just go get a Nets pick.
Trade Kyrie
back. Get trade Isaiah Kyrie. Say we're sorry.
Just trade Kyrie and Horford, and just get like the Nets' next 7 first round picks.
We're gonna have to wait a while on that one.
Kyrie will walk, and then. The Nets will be bad again. Al Horford will get old.
Yeah.
It'll work out just like the KG Paul Pierce trade. It'll be phenomenal. Okay, and hey, maybe Kyrie comes back to the Seas.
Dude.
Nah, he ain't coming back.
He's not coming back. If anything, he'll go back to the Cavs. But probably not.
No.
No, he's not going
There's
back
no to the way.
I just want to say, if he goes back to any team, he'd go... He'd finish up there, but I doubt it.
We're talking about this like it actually happened. There was not a Nets trade for Kyrie and Al Horford. Just to be clear to those of you listening.
All right, look, as long as Danny Ainge is in the front office, I'm not...
Yeah, I mean, that's as of Thursday night. This is going to air on Friday morning.
He loves his picks.
It might change between now and then.
And Kyrie played real bad against the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean... Whenever you're a volume shooter like that, you're going to have off nights where you're just – the shots just aren't falling.
Yeah. But. I mean, the whole offense looked really stagnant. There wasn't a whole lot of ball movement. People were not in the right places at the right time. It was interesting.
Way too much ISO.
Way too much ISO.
Like, Kyrie had – especially for the type of shooting that he was having, had entirely too many ISO situations.
Yeah.
Al Horford – had a few too many. Jaylen Brown was capitalizing on his.
A few too many drinks.
I mean, maybe. But, yeah, the Celtics just haven't looked good since Hayward got hurt, especially last night. They couldn't
They looked all right second in the Cleveland half. Game.
Yeah, they looked all right in the
first
Cleveland
half.
Game.
We looked shell shocked.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But, yeah, I mean it's hard. They didn't hit a shot for like 4 or 5 minutes after the Hayward injury because I mean you're just distracted at that point. And reasonably so, of course.
But Tatum went out, got himself a double-double in his rookie debut.
First Celtic to do that since Larry Bird in, 1979?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was nice. But, yeah, so there goes my hopes and dreams for the season. Rest in peace, Gordon Hayward's ankle.
Yeah.
Dude, worst blowout and opening night NBA history.
That Phoenix Suns game?
Phoenix Suns. Oh, man.
Honestly, I can't figure out what's wrong with Phoenix.
Like, I can't either. Like, they've got a good backcourt.
They have Bledsoe and Booker. They got Chandler in the paint. Marquise Chris is definitely up and coming. Josh Jackson now is going to take the small forward.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't understand why.
I didn't necessarily think they'd beat the Blazers on opening night, but they got absolutely pounded. There was one point where the Blazers were up. It was 118-60. So they were doubling them up on points. I thought my scoreboard on League Pass was just messed up.
This may shed a little bit of light here. Damian Lillard scored 27 points, 50% shooting. Pat, I don't even know this guy's last name.
From Notre
Connaughton?
Dame? I think he's from Notre Dame.
Yeah, he might be from Notre Dame. 24 points.
He had 24 last night?
On 64%.
Wow.
How many shots did he take?
14.
Wow.
He had 9 shots. He had 4 of 7 from 3.
He had a lot of garbage time.
Everyone in that game had a lot of garbage time.
Evan Turner was a plus 43. Dame was the plus 34. Pat was plus 34. Al-Farouq Aminu was plus 34.
Those numbers should never happen. Plus minuses should never be under 20 or above 20.
For a player, maybe two. Like when you have the big three in OKC, I think all of them were close to plus 30. Close.
Yeah.
But Phoenix, oh gosh. Oh, my. Eric Bledsoe was a minus 41. TJ Warren was a minus 42.
Jeez.
Tyson Chandler minus 33.
I don't know how you let that happen.
This was so bad, man. Devin Booker shot 35% for 12 points. Eric Bledsoe shot 27% for 15 points. And that was the two highest scores. Scorers.
You can't have a game like that if you're Devin Booker because you're trying to carry that team to 25 or 30 wins, realistically, at this
76
point.
Points by the end of the game, man. 70. That's college. That's a low score for a college game between two good offenses.
Yeah. How many points did the Blazers score?
124.
Oh, my gosh. It got closer at the end of the game is the thing. Because it was.
Did it?
Yeah, no, it was.
Hold on.
It was.
What, they got within 30?
Nope. Okay, so I'm looking at the lead tracker right here, and it got up to almost a 60-point lead.
Right.
Then
58
just
points.
Trailed down a little bit to about a 40-point lead.
Oh, 40. Yeah.
So it was
closed the gap.
Yeah, their biggest lead was 58.
Yeah. They were, with 6 minutes left, they had almost doubled up the Suns.
Their team field goal percentage was 48.9%. And 58% from three.
Oh, my gosh.
That should never happen.
The Blazers, man. They might be better than I thought.
Dude, someone told me that this Josh Jackson kid was going to be a lockdown defender.
Well, you can't guard the whole team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that Devin Booker doesn't do, his defense. He's
not defense.
Yeah. He's a phenomenal scorer.
He had two steals and a block.
Booker?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Bledsoe, both of them.
Okay, wow.
Probably in garbage time.
Probably in garbage time.
Yeah.
Probably against Maurice Harkless.
I mean, realistically, though, the last three quarters of that game were garbage time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen a blowout that bad, not just on opening night, but any
Dude, just imagine if they had CJ on there. CJ McCollum. That's
right. CJ didn't play?
Yeah, he got suspended for opening night because he stood up in his chair for 3 seconds when there was an altercation on the court.
That's right. And they still blew him out that bad. Are the Suns the worst team in the NBA? Are they worse than some of the bad teams in the East?
Like we've been saying all this whole podcast and before we started, it's only the first couple games. Like,
yeah.
You can't judge these teams off two games, you know?
Yeah. I have a tendency to overreact.
This might set a tone for the rest of the season.
I hope it doesn't. Like, they got too much talent now.
Oh, man.
To a point where they're getting blown out like that.
The only thing I'm really worried about for them is, like, they don't have much of a front court. Like, Marquese Chriss, Dragan Bender aren't exactly what they hoped they'd be. Mm. But, like, Marquese Chriss still has time to develop.
Yeah, no, he's athletic. He's getting a three-point shot. Like, I think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
In the long run.
But they got, right now, Eric Bledsoe, Devin Booker, Josh Jackson. They look like they should be a good team.
On paper, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Bledsoe gets traded this season by the All-Star deadline. Break. Yeah, by the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I could see that.
Update from Toronto. CJ Miles had a phenomenal game off the bench. 22 points on 12 shots for the Raptors. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was in garbage time.
Did they blow out?
It wasn't as bad as you might have thought. Chicago. It was 117-101. But over the Bulls. The Bulls are just an absolute mess.
How'd Chris Dunn do?
Chris Dunn had... trying to find him here on the box score.
Did he play?
He is not even listed.
He's not listed on the box score. Bobby Portis didn't play because he's suspended. He's listed on the box score.
All right, wow. So look here.
Is he in the G League?
I don't know. Let me look.
Most improved.
Oh my gosh.
He's not even on the roster?
Hold on. On Wikipedia, it still says he plays for the Bulls.
Wikipedia can't really trust him.
Looks like he's hurt.
John Paxson says he might be hurt.
Chicago Bulls point guard Chris Dunn could return as soon as Saturday. Okay, he's hurt.
I thought you were going to say he was out for the season, and I was going to cry.
He could return as soon as next season. No.
Yeah, who knows when we'll see him next.
No. I mean, he could return as soon as Saturday, but in reality, will he get any minutes?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be showing up to the games in street clothes.
Yeah.
Suits.
Oh, man.
I hope not. I liked him in college. I hope he does well.
No. I'm just giving him a hard time because of Seth's pick the other day.
No.
I'm telling you, man, when he comes back.
Most improved player most in the improved. NBA.
I'm calling.
That was definitely a stretch.
Yeah.
To stand by it, gosh darn it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so NBA's back. NBA's back. LA plays LA tonight.
Yeah. I'm excited about that game. I'm looking forward
14 minutes ago.
I've bought into the hype surrounding Lonzo Ball. I don't think he's going to be like phenomenal like some people think he is, but I'm looking forward to watching him play and I don't know why. I'm just easy to convince, I guess. You get LaVar Ball and you get some of those guys. You get Magic Johnson. You get all these, like, the Lakers behind him. I don't know. I'm sold. I'm excited.
Chap, I think your favorite word is phenomenal. Like, you like that word a lot, don't you?
Maybe I do.
I think you do. Next podcast, we should do a phenomenal count.
I like it.
For Chap. And see how many times that he says phenomenal.
Okay.
Go back in editing, put a little ding every time you say it.
Okay, we'll do it. We will do it.
He's going to be really careful next time.
Yeah, oh, he probably will.
Speaking of next podcast, last week we said we would have a fact check segment about De'Aaron Fox. I said he was the fastest. I had read that he was the fastest player coming into the NBA ever. That was from John Calipari. He said that he was faster than John Wall. And he coached both of them, obviously, in college.
So what I'm hearing is you're fake news and you're a liar.
Yes. That is what you're hearing.
All right, cool.
That was a source from a guy who coached both of them. And I think a lot of people would agree John Wall is at least one of the fastest players, if not the fastest player to play basketball ever. But
he's lightning quick right now.
Yeah.
You know what else is lightning quick?
Don't say it. Don't say Chris Dunn.
I'm not gonna say Chris Dunn. That's gonna be a running joke the rest of the year.
I will embrace that. No.
Hayward's minutes. Too soon, Nick.
That's my heart right there. I was gonna say Clemson's dreams getting dashed.
Yeah. Syracuse last week.
The Cuse, man. The big orange.
I wouldn't say their hopes are dashed yet, though.
All right, look, I want their hopes to be dashed. So
I mean, I think they still control their own destiny because they do control their own destiny to win the ACC, excuse me. And then, I mean, a 13-1 defending national champion coming off of a conference victory, I think you have to put them in the playoff. But I'm not saying that Clemson's going to go unbeaten the rest of the year.
I don't even know who they play the rest of the year. I think they play, like, a couple of scrubs and then South Carolina, which, you know, they'll lose to us.
And they'll play Miami in the championship in all
likelihood.
That'll
be a fun game.
Yeah, it will. Miami's the only unbeaten left in that conference. So that'll be really interesting. And then the Pac-12 is fresh out of unbeatens.
Oh, yeah.
Because Washington and Washington State both went down. I think the Pac-12 is in a desperate position right now. USC absolutely has to beat Notre Dame, I think, if the Pac-12 wants to have a good shot at getting somebody into the playoff. Because, I mean, when halfway through the year, every single team has a loss. I don't know. And then all the other conferences have at least one unbeaten. The SEC has two unbeaten.
You know who Miami plays this week?
Do they play Syracuse?
They play the Cuse.
Yeah, another upset in the making.
I'm looking forward to that.
We'll see about it.
Your pick?
Nope. Do not have that much faith in Syracuse.
That's what, a 14-point line or something?
Let me check real quick.
Yeah, I think it's 14 points. I don't
7. Oh, yeah, 14.
Yeah, I don't 14 think. 14 and a half. I don't think Syracuse will probably pull another upset, but I think Miami's a really good team, and they're not going to overlook them at this point after beating Clemson last week. So I think Miami's going to come in prepared. I don't see that upset happening, but
we'll see. We will see.
Yeah, it should be an interesting weekend. Obviously, we've got the USC Notre Dame game that I mentioned earlier.
Michigan Penn State.
Yeah, Michigan Penn State. I think Penn State's going to come out on top there. I don't think Michigan can outscore Saquon Barkley.
Wow. You don't think they can outscore one guy?
Saquon Barkley, I think, is the best player in the country, man.
Can we talk about how ridiculous it is that Florida State is favored over Louisville?
Yeah. Yeah. Florida State's been a mess this year.
Like, I know that's Nick's pick. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's a real good pick. But the fact that Florida State is favored over almost anyone,
yeah,
real bad.
They beat Wake Forest by, like, a last-second field goal a couple weeks ago.
It's Wake Forest. Watch out.
Hey, Wake Forest was 4-0 or 5-0 at that point. They're not a terrible team.
Wake Forest was 5-0?
I think they were 4-0, actually. It was a couple weeks ago. Who did they play? No one. they played their non-conference.
They played high school JV teams.
Yeah, Lane College. Like, what?
Hey, don't throw shade at Lane College.
Shout out to Cluck. My bad.
He's the long snapping coach over there at Lane.
Yeah,
but no.
Love Ted.
Yeah, no, he threw some shots at my socks last year. Don't think I forgot, Ted. I owed you one.
Hey, you thanked him for that shout-out. You thanked him for that shout-out on the podcast last year. But those were some funny socks, though. You've got to admit that much.
Yeah,
but,
no.
I mean, you've got a great sense of style, so nice. It works.
Thanks, champ. I appreciate it.
You got those glasses, the sunglasses that flip up off of the, like...
And then turn into, like, some reading glasses.
Yeah. And you don't need reading glasses.
No. I got like, 19/20 vision. It's all about the style, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Seth alluded to the picks a couple of seconds ago, so we'll go ahead and get to that. Nick Seth already gave yours away, but
yeah, kind of spoiled it, but it's all right. I'm gonna go with Louisville.
Louisville over Florida State. Over
Florida State.
That's a 7-point, 7-point spread right there.
And let's not forget, I did get my pick correct last week.
The only one.
LSU over Auburn. I thought you were crazy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
7-point spread. LSU just hadn't looked good, and Auburn was on a roll. But, I mean, hey, credit to you, man. Good pick. My pick last week, oh my gosh. I picked Utah over USC. It was going to get me like 12.5 points. It was going to be great.
Gotcha. The big shot.
What did Utah end up getting you?
Got me 0 points. But hold on. I want to tell this sad sob story, Seth. I want people to feel bad for me. All right, so Utah went up 21-7 in the first half. Then USC scored 21 unanswered. And so they were down 21-28, and then they scored a touchdown. And I don't know what idiot decided to go for two with, like, a minute left. But they went for two and failed the two-point conversion and left me with 0 points. So that made me real upset.
Could have just went with extra point, tried to take it into OT.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
All right, real quick, Nick, I got to ask. This week, Tennessee's playing Alabama. We all know how bad Tennessee is.
Mm-hmm. Will they cover the 39-point spread?
No. That's not my question. My question is it going to look worse?
I knew this was coming. No. Bandy got the beat down, and there will be no other beat down like it.
Unless it's satiated Alabama's bloodlust.
Yeah, unless it's Portland versus Phoenix. That's the only other beat
down. No, we aren't the worst beat down this year for Bama. Ole Miss lost 66-3, man.
Okay.
We were the worst shutout.
Wait a minute.
We were the worst shutout.
Who cares about Ole Miss? Yeah.
So you're telling me that Ole Miss put up points against Alabama?
Yes, but...
You know what Vandy didn't do? Vandy didn't put up points against Alabama, Chad.
All right, I'm going to give my pick now. I'm going to pick Indiana over Michigan State. I'll probably lose because that's just the way this season's going. I'm in last place in this thing right now.
Who does Vandy play this week?
Vandy's on a bye. Then we play South Carolina.
Oh, geez.
Me and Seth have a bet to announce next week on the podcast.
I don't even remember what the bet was.
It's great. Tune in next week for that, guys. That's gonna be
I don't remember what the bet was.
Yeah.
We'll find out next week.
Seth will be just as surprised as all our viewers.
Yep.
Yeah, actually.
All right, Seth.
Also, really quick, I just want to point this out. The Clippers are up 11-4.
Oh well.
Mm.
Already. My pick, I'm going with Kentucky over Mississippi State.
I don't know why Mississippi State is favored by 10 against anyone in the SEC, but they both
played no one good and beaten no one good. And have lost to – well, Kentucky lost to Florida, I think, and Mississippi State lost to, I want to say, Florida and LSU.
Kentucky almost won that Florida game, though.
That's true.
They did almost win that game.
They were close.
They should have won that game.
Yeah.
They were close. So, I like Kentucky. I think Kentucky's actually playing pretty well.
Yeah, they're a decent football team.
I still think the jury's out on how good Florida is. I really can't put my finger on it.
Yeah. They lost to LSU. They did beat UT on that weird Hail Mary, not Hail Mary, whatever you want to call it.
UT? University of Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's Tennessee.
Yeah,
Bruce Jones, greatest coach in America.
He will not make it to the end of the season.
If he gets fired, I don't know what Tennessee does. Because, like, I mean, they have Chip Kelly potentially.
Yeah,
potentially.
They're recruiting Chip Kelly and John Gruden behind the scenes right now. They might be talking to Peyton Manning. I don't think he'll do that though.
John Gruden's not going to come back.
He's got a cushy job in ESPN. He's working like 35 hours a week, making like $10 million.
Doing the Gruden QB cast.
Yeah. No, that's the most cushy job anybody has in America. He's not giving that up to work like 80 hours a week recruiting. And being a college football coach is one of the hardest jobs there is. So in most hours, but yeah, Gruden's not gonna give up what he's doing, and he wouldn't be making as much money to coach either. It just doesn't make sense on any level.
But it'll be a good week. It'll be a fun week. If yeah. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tune in next week to hear us talk about how much better Tennessee played against Alabama than Vandy.
Yep. Thanks, guys.